I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting of May 2nd, 2019 to order. And David, if you can lead us in roll call.
Commissioners Carroll and Smith are absent tonight. We will start with Commissioner Pearson. Commissioner Wong. Chair Nerschel.
I am here, thank you.
The record will show that we have a quorum.
All right, let's, Commissioner Wong, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Thank you for that. And then I'll look to staff. Do we have any introductions tonight?
No introductions.
And additions and deletions to the agenda?
None, Chair.
Perfect. All right, seeing no general public comments, we can go ahead and move to commission business. And I'll look to staff to introduce the item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First item of business is review of fiscal year 2019 to 21 capital improvement program for consistency with the city's general plan. And if you'll indulge me, I'd just like to make a quick announcement. Tonight presenting, we have senior planner Melissa Chow and principal planner Bill Jacobs. Tomorrow is Bill Jacobs' last day with the city after 20 years. Quite an accomplished planner with the city of Irvine, led our IBC vision plan, our general plan updates over the years. And tonight is his last planning commission. His last two items tonight, and we're sad to see him go, but tomorrow is Bill's last day. So if you'll indulge me with a quick round of applause for Bill Jacobs. And with that, I'll hand it off to Melissa and Bill.
Good evening, Chair Nerschel and members of the Planning Commission. The item before you is the consistency review of the city's proposed capital improvement program with the general plan. The review covers the upcoming two fiscal years from 2019 through 2021, consistent with the new budget cycle. For background, the general plan is a state-mandated policy and planning document in text and map form. It really represents the long-range vision of the city and addresses future development, conservation, and preservation. So the general plan is implemented through the construction of, partly implemented through the construction of CIP projects. The city's CIP provides funding for public infrastructure as well as rehabilitation projects. It's part of a two-year budget process within the context of a five-year strategic business plan. For fiscal year 2019 through 2021, there are 57 proposed CIP projects, where 32 are new construction or design projects, which comprise 74% of the budget. The remaining budget is for 25 rehabilitation projects. So in particular, if you scan across the slide, you'll see that street and mobility improvements, so those could be roadways and bridges, traffic controllers and signal improvements, and pedestrian bicycle infrastructure. Funding is proposed at $81 million. We also have facility improvements. They are could be new construction as well as upgrades to existing facilities, and that's almost $16 million. We have great park improvements. Those are infrastructure that are needed to build out the great park and improvements to existing facilities, and that's around $42 million. Lastly, we have landscape improvements. These are landscape and streetscape rehabilitation and irrigation controller upgrades. That is at $5.7 million. So the grand total is around $145 million. So before the CIP portion of the budget can be approved, state code actually requires the CIP to be reviewed and a determination of consistency with the general plan be made. And the Planning Commission is actually responsible for making the consistency determination. So on attachment 2 of your staff report, you'll see the proposed CIP projects listed with the relevant general plan policies and objectives. And we believe we've made the consistency determinations. Therefore, staff recommends the Planning Commission adopt the resolution finding that the proposed CIP is consistent with the general plan. Staff's available for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Looks like we do have a public speaker. So if Susan Sayre can come forward, we'd like to hear from you.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. My name's Susan Sayre, and I'm a longtime Irvine resident. The capital improvement program is alleged to be consistent with Irvine's general plan, but is it? I reviewed Irvine's general plan. The purpose of the general plan is to promote public safety and the maintenance and enhancement of community neighborhoods. The general plan promotes each neighborhood having its own personalized infrastructure consisting of roads, schools, recreation and park facilities, churches, shopping centers, and other services and amenities, which are consistent with the established character of Irvine's individual communities or villages. Landscaping is emphasized in the general plan, but it is not emphasized in the capital improvement plan. These days, our development projects are lacking the green belts and community parks that we used to give our village communities. Developers are now allowed to make in lieu of park payments to the city in exchange for being relieved of the responsibility of having to install community parks and recreation sites in their development projects. The capital improvement program mentions public safety-related projects. Residential and commercial development and circulation projects have led to serious public safety concerns. Public safety issues are a growing issue in Irvine as street speed and street size are increasing. Major streets are so wide that a healthy pedestrian can barely cross a street in the signal time allotment. I have seen members of the senior and disabled communities being caught in the middle of a wide multi-lane street when the crossing signal turned red. Students used to be able to walk or ride bikes to school on small neighborhood streets, but now they have to walk on wide multi-lane fast-moving street and cross streets at huge intersections. Transportation staff reports have shown increase in accidents on Irvine streets and intersections. Agenda items for commission and city council meetings often address public safety concerns related to parking and circulation issues. Like the general plan, the capital improvement program does not address parking needs. The parking deficit in Irvine is a rapidly growing problem now that the emphasis is on high-density residential and commercial development. I was amazed to learn that development regulations and policies do not address the need for adequate residential and commercial parking. Traffic studies evaluate a project's impact on traffic circulation, but they do not assess parking needs. Irvine needs regulations and policies that give Irvine the flexibility to provide the necessary infrastructure to ensure public safety, to provide adequate commercial and residential parking, and to provide necessary facilities and services to community neighborhoods. This would give the capital improvement program the ability to do what it is designed to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. We appreciate it. Seeing no further public comments, I'll go ahead and look to my commissioners at this time. While they formulate their thoughts, I'll go ahead and weigh in on this briefly. I'll direct this to the staff first. As I understand, from our perspective, it's a unique situation in what we're asked to do here, and I know we've kind of grappled with this in the past, so I'm going to reiterate how I believe we're tasked with this, and then please correct me where I go askew from this. So we aren't here to, our goal is not to scrutinize each individual project, but instead to just say that the collection of projects are either consistent with the general plan or they are not consistent with the general plan. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And our criteria for making that determination are, as you laid out in the packet and the materials, whether we meet certain objectives that are attempting to deliver on those general plan objectives and whether those individual projects can help deliver on one of those objectives. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm hoping my fellow commissioners can kind of see the difference there, that we're not really scrutinizing each individual CIP scheduled item, but instead looking at the entirety. So I'll go ahead and move on to my thoughts real quick, and I'll let the commissioners take a look here. Susan brought up, I think, a fair point. Safety is always a concern. We had, in my estimation at least, quite a bit of build out, and that required a lot of construction, especially in the IBC, those areas. You're seeing, the surrounding infrastructure kind of being built in after a lot of the development. And so I'm comforted in seeing that the street and mobility improvements remain at the top of this list and are a priority. For me, I think it shows that not only are we trying to attack traffic and circulation issues, which are addressed in the general plan, but we're also looking at that safety component that Susan alluded to. So I do recognize that, and I do appreciate that. The landscape improvements, this is more of a question. It's not necessarily an opinion on it. But are we starting to shift? If I recall in the general plan, we are looking at cost savings through some drought-resistant landscaping. Is that something that's reflected in any of these improvement projects? I mean, looking at the massive amounts of landscape opportunities.
Chair Nerschel, Scott Smith, Deputy Director of Public Works. Yes, we are looking at drought-tolerant planting, plant pallets, as well as irrigation controllers that help reduce water usage.
Thank you. And this is a side question, and I recognize that it's outside the lane of what we're talking about here, but just out of curiosity, the Irvine Ranch Water Conservancy and the recycled water, how much are we incorporating that into a lot of our irrigation methods?
The Irvine Ranch Conservancy? I'm sorry, I don't...
The Water Conservancy? The
Irvine Ranch Water District? Yeah. The district that we get the water from?
With, through the purple piping?
Yes, yes. We are irrigating with recycled water throughout the city.
Uh-huh. Are we looking at increasing that usage?
To my knowledge, pretty much everything is irrigated with recycled water. There's no potable water.
We have
water.
An opportunity for it. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Thanks. Appreciate that. And so I did want to address a little bit of the Great Park improvements. I remember from last year we looked at a little bit of phrasing of this may be a little bit out of, possibly not correct, but we were looking at new improvements versus maintenance, and those two, how they're divergent in character. How would you describe these Great Park improvements that we have scheduled?
Chris Koster, Deputy Director, Orange County. Great Park, thank you for the question. I think we're approaching a time in the Great Park now where we've got a lot of new facilities that have just come online, so you're really not in a maintenance time frame right now. So what you're seeing in our CIPs is a lot of new projects coming forward that have been deferred up to this point. For instance, the administration building, landscaping, pedestrian trails, things along those lines are starting to add value to the Great Park overall versus taking care of maintenance facilities that are early in their life cycle right now.
And that totally makes sense. And I just want to kind of dovetail off that. the concern of the commission last year, and I think it is maybe, you know, one of our concerns today as well, is, and I anticipate that the answer is obviously yes, but for every new development, new construction, not development, development isn't the correct word, but anything new will require that maintenance on the back end. And has that been accounted for?
Yes, actually. Yes, thank you. We have a rehabilitation and asset management plan that's in place. We're effectively setting aside funds on an annual basis to anticipate future rehabilitation and maintenance of the facilities that are out there now and the future ones that we're building. So we're trying to account for and effectively save now to take care of those things as they need maintenance and replacement.
Perfect. Thank you for your time.
Sure. Thank you.
And to staff, one last question on my end over here. It's my understanding that these CIP projects, they're prioritized on the basis of basically depreciation of certain items that are out, you know, certain existing structures or infrastructures or improvements, whatever you want to call them, existing things. Now, when you prioritize those and develop the CIP schedule, on one hand, you're taking into consideration the policy from the city council members, and then the other hand is that calculus, whatever it may be, about that considers depreciation or wear and tear. Is that an accurate representation of how our CIP schedule comes to be?
I think in general, yes.
Okay, thank you. And to my planning commissioners, do we have anything else? Commissioner Pearson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand the task that's before us. I appreciate Ms. Sayre's comments. It's a difficult job to try to prioritize the capital improvements as far as what is needed, and I understand that it's projected on a five-year basis as to what the city actually determines that may be part of the five-year program. It's difficult to be able to balance revenue and cost, and our task in looking at, you know, what has been defined as this next two-year period capital improvement program and the objectives of meeting the general plan requirements and the ability for us to fund what we have. And looking through the detail, I believe that it does take care of some of the landscape, some of the public safety, not necessarily the parking issues that were addressed, but from a prioritization standpoint, I believe that our task is to say that it is compliant with the Jeep general plan and approve or disapprove what this program entails. As far as I can see, the work that's been done by staff, Public Works, and everybody that's been involved in identifying this two-year period of capital improvements has done an excellent job, and I have no question as to the detail involved, and I believe that we should move forward with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Pearson, and I'll look to Commissioner Juan next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I ask my questions, I want to thank Bill for your service to the city. Just want to say that because I'm probably in a hurry to rush out of here after the meeting. So I want to do this before I lose my opportunity.
Oh, if I know Bill, he will. Just kidding.
No, I'm talking about me, not Bill. So just to piggyback on Commissioner Pearson's question, this is a process I understand, and I do agree with my fellow commissioner that the staff has done an outstanding job. We're looking at budgets for the next two fiscal years, meaning 2019 to 2020 and 2020 to 2021. Those funds has been allocated for the project that's are listed. Anything beyond 2021, we will reconvene at a later day and prioritize. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Okay, thank you. So the process is we're dealing with what our priority right now, and at a later day, we will reconvene as a commission and report back to City Council. At the time, there'll be a new budget for going forward.
Well, but I'm sure if the Planning Commission is seeing these, prioritizing the improvements, but the council will normally prioritize them.
Okay.
And we'll see about bringing them back to the commission.
Thank you. And I understand we're looking at this as a whole package, but there's one item jump out at my attention on table number 5 on one of the project, and that happened to be Irvine Station painting. Since that, I'm not sure where that lies, whether that's a city responsibility or that's a multi-agency project. Can you just let us know a little bit, and especially for the audience, that if there's a multi-agency project type, whether it's the train station, possibly library, or other facilities here in the city maintained by the county or other public agency, what is the responsibility of the city, and what's the responsibility of the other agencies?
Hold on one second.
Commissioner Wang, the train station is our responsibility. It's a city responsibility, the painting is. So it's not multi-agencies. You do have multi-agencies using it, right, with the rail. Mm-hmm. When there is a multi-agency responsibility, then it's generally described very prescriptively in a document. So, for example, the Northwood Pool, there's a shared responsibility on that, and it's described in a document on how that's supposed to be taken care of.
Okay, thank you very much. No further question.
Thank you for those thoughts. We appreciate it. This time, seeing no further comments, I'll entertain a motion.
And I'll second.
Well, I don't think there was a motion yet, so okay. We probably would need one first.
Okay, so the motion would be to move this forward for Planning Commission approval.
Yeah, Commissioner Juan, move the motion as stated, item 1, and I'll go ahead and second that item. And David, can you call out a vote, please? Let's go ahead and vote.
Motion passes 3-0-2.
And real quick, we'd like to honor Bill and have you go ahead and gavel out tonight. I guess that's a term, it's now a verb, gavel out. Wow, such authority. No, that was great. We appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. All right, that concludes our commission business. That brings us into public hearing portion of the evening. And I'll look to staff to introduce item 2, zoning ordinance and municipal code technical update. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Nerschel. This is a zoning ordinance update, municipal code update, and Bill Jacobs, principal planner, will be doing the staff report on this, along with Cassie Palmer, our code enforcement supervisor.
I'd like to bring this to staff's attention just because I believe there might be an interest in continuing this item due to several key commissioners not being here tonight. How do we proceed if we want to consider something like that? Can I just informally ask the commissioners if they have that interest?
So you would open the public hearing, somebody would make a motion to continue, and then you would, if you got a second.
Do I receive public comment first, or?
If there are people here to public comment, I recommend that you give them the opportunity to make their comments, but.
Okay, so this is kind of how it's breaking down. First, we're gonna open the public hearing. If somebody wants to lodge a public comment, we're happy to hear it. I do believe that there might be an interest in continuing this item. It's also up to you if you're in the public, if you'd like to speak at that next opportunity. At this time, I will go ahead and formally open the public hearing, and I will see if there's any public comments. Not seeing any, I will go ahead and entertain a motion. Commissioner Pierce?
Yes, given the situation where we have two of our prominent planning commissioners absent, I would ask the remaining commissioners to continue this. I'd make the motion to continue this item until our next regularly scheduled meeting.
Thank you for that. And I'll go ahead and second that. So we have Commissioner Pearson who moved our continuance here, and I seconded that continuance. I guess we'll go ahead and vote. Can we get a vote, please? And that motion passes 3-0, so that closes the public hearing portion of the evening. I will go ahead and close that. And I'll look to staff to see if we have any additional staff reports at this time.
Just one item I wanted to advise the commission on the small cell wireless ordinance. It went to the city council on April 23rd, and they unanimously approved it. So it did get approved. There'll be a second reading coming up next Tuesday, and then a 30-day period before it actually becomes effective.
Great. Excellent. Thank you for the update. Anything else? Okay, Planning Commission reports, do we have anything?
No.
Not seeing anything, I'll go ahead and adjourn today's meeting on May 2nd, 2019 to the next regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting.